All right. Excuse us while we set up. But we're so excited this morning because all of our missionary team that's here, that was able to come today, is going to join us, and we're going to have a time of sharing of all that God has done during our week in McNairy, Arizona, during our youth summer mission project. And so I want to invite at this time all of our missionary team that's here, please to come up and just join me on stage here.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, worship team. Good morning. I want to just start off by saying thank you, just for the support that we get from this church. The prayers, the food, the financial contributions, the food, the snacks. You know where our emphasis is, right? But anyway, your contributions to the physical needs of the missionaries allowed us to feed, as you see, 46 missionaries. We're partnered with two other churches. And in addition to that, the pastors, their families, and assorted children and families who just stayed at the church all day. So, roughly 60 to 70 people, sometimes three meals a day. But we never had a shortage, so I thank you guys so very much. Through your prayers, we were able to have 27 first-time commitments. And I do want to emphasize, of those, 9 were people who were 10 years old or older. So these definitely, I feel, were people who were touched by the work and the gospel, the message that was shared by the missionaries. We had 8 people recommitting their lives to Jesus, and we had 23 people baptized. So your prayers were really, I think, powerful and were answered by the Lord. This year we also included a visit to a assisted living facility called The Haven at Lakeside. This is a facility for people who have disabilities ranging from just convalescing from some major surgery to people who are struggling with Alzheimer's. So it just ran the full gamut. And we were blessed to be there. We ministered to the people. We did crafts and we sang songs. We served them refreshments. And for me, it was such a blessing to see how our young people just jumped right into this challenge, because it's not a very comfortable situation sometimes to minister to people who are going through some hardships. But it didn't stop our young people, and I was just so blessed to see how many, we couldn't take pictures there. We were prohibited from taking pictures. But there were so many prayers being made personally between our missionaries and the people there. It was such a touching thing. The staff of the Haven almost begged us to come back again, because they just felt that the presence of the young people just lifted the spirits of the residents there in such a dramatic fashion. So again, this is all made due to your support. I want to let you guys know how proud I am of many of who are your children, for just how they're stepping up and they're growing. And I just want to also emphasize, it is called the Youth Summer Mission Project, but it is not limited to youth. And I encourage everyone to consider giving up a week next summer, usually is the week after 4th of July, just to give you some planning here, to join us and be part of this effort. You know, and talking about this effort, there's one other person I really want to thank for his support. It's Stan Ma. He puts up with 60 kids at his house, all right, feeding them, letting them get cleaned up, putting up with the noise. I don't think they slept a wink the Friday night we got back. But Stan was there. He served so faithfully. And I just want to thank him for that faithfulness and that service. One of the things that's always amazing is how God works and God speaks. You know, this year, I remember we just got up there Saturday. We leave Saturday morning, we get up there Saturday afternoon. And Saturday afternoon, I was tired. I mean, it amazes me that a year has gone by since we're up here sharing, but I think that's a reflection of how old I'm getting. It goes by real quickly. And I sat there thinking, man, I'm tired. We haven't even started, and I'm tired. I don't know if I can do this anymore. And so I really struggled with these thoughts. And, I think God really spoke to me. In Isaiah writes, right, my ways are not your ways. Because sometimes I struggle with the idea that nothing's happening. You know, we go up there, we minister to 100 kids and 30, 40 adults. But this year, really, God showed us that He is faithful. And you're going to hear in a testimony that's going to be shared a couple of highlights of what I'm talking about. So not to steal anyone's thunder, I'm going to leave it for that testimony. But God really showed His faithfulness. And, you know, Isaiah also talks about being lifted up on wings of eagles. And I really felt His hand this year personally, encouraging me and giving me the strength to get through the week. And by the end of the week, here I was Thursday night thinking, darn, it's over. I can't believe the week went by so quickly, but it was such a blessing. So again, in addition to the church youth, the church at McNair, their youth is growing. They've got an average of 12 to 15 kids participating since last year. They also have added some new adults to their fellowship. So I see that as all signs that God is moving there. And it's not the work we do. It's the work that He's doing through Pastor Jack and the people who are members of that church. But I also like to think that we are a part of that, encouraging the church, encouraging the pastors there. For me, I also see such growth with our kids. This year, I had an assistant, Kevin Bai, who was was moved by the Spirit to say, Gary, I'd like to be the site director someday. Good. So I used him as my assistant. It was such a help, because as a site director, you're there making sure that things are happening when they should happen. Supplies are there. People are provided for what they need. Snacks are served when they're supposed to be served. Everything is running on schedule. And Kevin was such a big help to me in that area. But also because this year you're going to hear from several first-time participants. These are youth who maybe were a little reluctant, a little scared when they first went up because they don't know what to expect. But you're going to hear from their testimonies how God worked in their lives and showed them just how good He is. And then we had people like Matt who wanted to work with older kids, but he got stuck with the preschoolers. Because I wanted the preschoolers to have that opportunity to witness what a godly young man looks like, because that is sorely missing there. So he was with the youth, the children, little children, so Matt's like this, and the kids are down here. But, you know, he did such a wonderful job. And we had people helping out. We had people stepping up to take care of the youth. Amy Wong this year worked with junior high girls. Zion Fung worked with the junior high boys. People that really wanted to take a step of faith, wanted to do something that took them out of their comfort zones. Oh man, it was just so amazing. We had three of our missionaries, Amanda, Paul, and Eli, share devotions during the morning. You know, they were just volunteering. They just had the heart to serve. It was just such a blessing. And I just wish that you guys would join us just to witness and see what God can do through people who are just committed and obedient to His call. So anyway, without taking any more time, I just want to turn the mic over to Amanda.
Hi guys, so Gary already introduced me. I'm Amanda. So this is my first year, and I kind of signed up, and as I got closer and closer, and I was just thinking like, oh dear, what did I kind of get myself into? And I don't know what to expect, what Gary was talking about. And I went up there and we met the third through fourth graders and we realized how many kids there really were. And we had a lot of harder kids to deal with that were troublemakers. And I got really good at disciplining kids that week. And just these kids who weren't paying attention in class, and kids who were bullying each other, and kids who were running unsupervised into the woods and just not listening. And so Wednesday's right before decision day, which is Thursday, and I was just thinking, like, there's no way that we're going to have any third through fourth graders, maybe a couple, because there are a couple really sweet girls. And I had favorites. And I was thinking some of these kids, you know, they come for the otter pops, they come to play with their friends, and all of a sudden, these kids come up and they understood what we taught them. They understood everything. They tell us about how God impacts their lives. And just for third through fourth grade, they have such an understanding. And there's no way that I could ever understand what they're going through. But there's a lot of hurt up there. And by the time we had baptism, I got to watch a lot of our kids get baptized, and I got to participate in their baptism. And I was just thinking, you know, thank you, God. You know, God, I kind of gave up hope. I was kind of thinking, like, you know, these kids, I don't know if they're going to kind of understand. They're not paying attention. And I think it was just a great reminder that, you know, God's will and his plan is so much greater than anything that I could ever fathom and that any of us could ever fathom. And that it was just a great reminder that Christianity is more of an action verb, and it's putting yourself out there and going outside of your comfort zone and searching for him and just bringing glory to his name. So I just really encourage you guys, if you want to come next year, it's a lot of fun.
Hi, my name is Paul. I am one of the team members for YSMB team. but for me, like, I thought it was really cool just to see they have an opportunity, because this is my first full time ever going to YSMP. I've gone like part time or like just on mini trips, but it was just really cool to see God reveal a lot to me in my life, because I was actually one of the teachers for our VBS program, and I was actually the last one, so I got to observe a lot of teachers like before me, which is really cool to see that all the teachers who volunteer to help out, like, they're so gifted, like, they're willing to serve even though they feel they don't, like, teach adequately, but I think they did great, because God really moved to these kids, because a lot of what man talked about was, like, you know, they're not listening, they're just, they don't really care, but, like, the thing is, God was at work at that time. I thought that was really cool to see, because these kids are so smart, and, like, you don't think, like, oh, they don't know anything, but I think the biggest thing is God really is revealing to them who he is in their lives, and that just gives me a lot of, like, just humbleness, and just see, like, kids are just as smart as we are, even adults. So it doesn't matter how old you are, like, where you're at, like, you're just as smart as everyone else, because if you know who God is, that's awesome. And, like, I remember this verse in 1 Corinthians verse 9. I'm always reminded of this. As Paul says this, the Apostle Paul, "To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I did it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings." In its blessings. And that's something we all seek for, because essentially we're all seekers. And I love that. It even taught me a lot of these people are like, they are less more fortunate than we are. And we have food on the table, and these kids, like, they are hungry for love, and they're also seeking just for care. And just taught me a lot what it means to be humble, like, come into humility. So, yeah, that's my experience. Thanks, guys.
Hi, everyone. My name is Chris. This is my fourth time at YSMP. And this year I was only able to go part-time because I was recovering from surgery. But I was still really thankful that I was able to go. I just want to encourage you guys that even if you go part-time, there's still a lot of opportunities to serve like I did, where I didn't do so much of the heavy lifting around, but I did more of like serving food and in the kitchen and just being on crowd control, so like making sure the kids all stay in one spot. So I just really want to encourage all of you guys to go, and just thank you so much for your support, for praying for us, and also providing us with a lot of good food. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dora, and this is my first time going to YSMP, and I had a lot of fun. It was great, and I got to get to know the people and the area and the culture. And so I'm going to talk about specifically two girls that I hung out with a lot. I believe they were third grade and fourth grade. And they were so sweet, and they're so much fun. And they would almost be there almost every day, really early in the morning, as like when we wake up. you know, they would be there, and then they would be there all the way till we were about to go to bed some days, like really late. And sometimes I wonder, like, I would ask them, is it okay that your parents know that you've been here all day? And so one night, because they live close, they just walk there. It was really dark outside, and Gary was like, it's not really safe for them to walk by themselves, so let's have some people walk back. And I think it was 2 to 3 youth walk them back. And according to them, because I wasn't there to walk them back, but they walked to this house, and they thought this house was theirs, the two girls. And they're like, no, it's not our house. And they walked just a little bit further, and it was a rundown shack, or a really bad trailer, correct? It was just really just bad condition. And then it kind of hit, like, that's why they're always at the church. There's really nothing they can do where they live. And I heard that even sometimes when there's no one at the church, that they're just there, those two, by themselves playing. And it just really, like, humbled me, like, to realize that, you know, living in the city, a lot of us, we have a lot. And to see two little girls who are just so happy and so sweet, like, they don't really have much. And so it was really eye-opening. And I really saw God move in the camp. And I think, you know, we're all tired, but we're all smiling, and the locals are smiling. And it's just, it was beautiful, and I'll never forget it. So thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Allison. I'm a sophomore in high school, and this was my first time going to YSMP. So when I got there, I was notified that I'd be helping with preschool, and I was kind of nervous with teaching because I wasn't sure if kids would pay attention, especially at their age. But luckily, because I was teaching the second day, I was able to take some notes and see how things were going the first day of lessons. And on the first day, I noticed that some of the kids had trouble focusing and paying attention, which is understandable for their age, looking into other classrooms. And so I didn't have my hopes up too high when I was teaching on the second day. But I remember clearly this moment as I was teaching when I looked down at my lesson plan. And when I looked back up, everyone was paying attention. Their eyes were on me. And that was so amazing for me to know that God can comfort you even with the smallest things. I got to know one of the girls more personally. Her name was Lenora. And after the lesson one day, she was playing with Play-Doh, and I looked over and I noticed that she made a cross out of her Play-Doh. And that prompted me to ask her, Lenora, do you remember who was on that cross? Unfortunately, she did not remember, but after I told her that Jesus was on the cross, she proceeded to make a small Jesus and put him on her cross. And she even helped her friend make one as well. So that was so amazing for me to witness. Like Dora was saying earlier, I also got to know the 2 third and 4th grade girls. And it was raining one day, and we were all sitting inside during the afternoon. It didn't interfere with VBS or anything, but one of the girls wanted to go outside, and so I reluctantly did because it was kind of cold, of course, and the rain. But when she walked outside, she just looked so happy with her umbrella. And that also taught me that the little things can make you happy and that God is always present. So I'm so thankful for the church's support for us to go on this wonderful trip. Thank you.
Hi, my name's Amy. This is one of the YSMPs, and I've been to many in the past. So this year I had the opportunity to witness to someone who I felt God had placed on my heart. So for a good while, I met him like one of the years when I first started going, about like 7 years ago at least. And every time we would try to share the gospel with him, he tried to figure out a way around it. He wasn't like really receptive to anything we said. But this year we went by to visit him again, and we could tell that he was more open, like he was listening a little more. I think this past year was a little harder on him because of his health issues, and he had lost some people that he had known. So we could tell that he was a little more open, and at the end of our sharing, we I had the opportunity to share the gospel with him, and he told me that he was willing to pray with me to accept him into his life. So that was pretty significant to me because it took him so long just to get to this point with him. So for the rest of the tour, so we, even though he like prayed with me silently with the prayers, so I'm leaving the rest up to God to help move him to start attending a church. So.
Hi, I'm Kevin. As Gary mentioned before, I was his personal assistant for the week, or assistant site director. But so I've been going to YSMP for quite some time now. I don't know how many years. And I mean, every year it's, you know, oh, that week went by so quickly, the like cliche saying. But I mean, it was probably one of the longest weeks of my life. But in a good way, in a good way. God is good, right? So, I mean, yeah, so every year I do see, you know, God move in very different ways. I see God just using the missionaries, using our team, just putting people out of their comfort zones. I definitely got to witness people, I guess, a lot of, I guess, my brothers and sisters do things that I wouldn't see them do, right? It's like I see God really working and moving them to go out of the comfort zone just to really share that love, you know, share that word. And it's truly amazing to witness that. For me personally this week, that week, it was really different compared to, I guess, the past few years I've served there. It's, I was doing a lot of, I was running around a lot and I was, trying to get things, in order timing wise. And I think there was this one day it was really rough for me. You know, or I don't know if it was a rainy day, but it was, you know, we were off schedule, trying to get things all organized. The kids were chaotic. They're running around. It was dark. I think I accidentally made a kid cry. So it was rough, right? So, and a lot of things happened, and just and a lot of things happened in the span of like 20 minutes to 30 minutes, and it just, I got really overwhelmed. I got stressed out, and then and later on at night, I think one of the youth shared with me something really personal, and I guess it hit me. I broke down crying because I was just like, why is this all happening right now? It's like, I can't deal with this. This is overwhelmed by a lot of emotions, I guess. And Steve shared with me, it was just, that was the day we shared the gospel with the kids, right? And I guess the way Steve put it was like, the devil's working overtime to mess things up. And in the light of all that, it's, I guess we were doing something right. It's really cool to see that, I mean, not cool, but like that the devil's like really trying to mess things up while we were trying to share God's word. And that's truly amazing to see that, like, you know, God is here, God is now. So therefore, you know, he's trying to like mess everything up and whatnot. So, I mean, it's really, really, really a blessing to see that God's been working on that reservation for years now, and see that every year we come up, new people, and we're the same people, rededicate their lives to God, and just to see, just be able to see the fruits that are being harvested. So I encourage you all, if you haven't been to YSMB or just been thinking about it, I encourage you guys to go, to really see how God can work in a week or even in a few days. It's truly, truly amazing. So, thank you.
I'm going to take this out until I'm like standing in one spot. All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Eli, in case you guys don't know. And yeah, and this was my first time at YSMP, and it was truly, for me, it was life-changing. It really touched my heart. When I was there, I was mostly working with high school young men, or I always called them men, because every time, like people, like in the city society, is like a different view of men, but they were, to me, they were men. And yeah, and these men, their whole lives, they were called rejected, They were called worthless. They were forgotten. They were not loved. And so when we came there and we show sincere love to them and genuineness, they don't know how to react to that. Like, they're so hard, but when they receive that, they don't know what to do. And so during that time, God just really showed me that he's that he's the one who works in the heart of these young men. And as I told everyone before, I wish I was older so that I could adopt them and show them what a father's love and a father's heart really is, because these young men need the love that only a father can give them. And I saw that I wouldn't be able to give enough, but it's only through God and His love that's able to fill that void in their hearts. And so, so through my time, I just saw, like, God, I know I won't be here forever. And so I had to give them into the Father's hands, because there's no safer place to be. And I had to place them in His will and trust that He would be the one who would move their hearts and be faithful to bring them to Him. And so, that was my time there. And I just pray that God will continue to move in their spirits and they will come to Him. And I want to thank you all for your support, just for your prayers and providing for the food, everything. You guys have no idea what your prayers did. The reason people became believers that week was because people prayed. No other reason. It's by prayer. And that opened up the door. And so thank you so much. I pray God would bless you all and you all keep going hard for Christ. Amen.
So tall. All right. I'm Michael. This was my first year at YSMP, and it was actually a really great experience. Like Gary was saying, I was definitely reluctant to go. Gary forced me to. I'm just kidding. So it was actually really worth going because you can build a lot of relationships both with the kids and with, like, people behind me and with other churches as well. I think it was great because I connected with one kid. I taught with third, or I helped with third and fourth, but, like, I'm not really good with kids, so, like, I don't really know what I'm doing. But, like, there's this one kid, his name was Elliot, he was in second grade, but, like, he was really shy at first, so I had to bribe him with candy to, like, go play with the other kids or something like that. And, like, after a few days, I saw him, like, throw pine cones up at a tree. I didn't really know what he was doing. He was like, I'm trying to get it stuck. And I was like, all right, whatever. And like, I was like, do you know who made the trees? And he was like, God did. And I think that really surprised me because, like, he was young and he was shy at first, but I think over time and with patience, you can really see how God works in the kids. And when you're up there, it's definitely a different feeling than, like, anywhere else. You just see God everywhere, and, like, even if we're all tired and, like, we don't want to do anything, it's like there's still God there and He's spurring you on to do stuff and help others. So I would definitely encourage you all to go because it's definitely worth your time. Thank you.
All right. Well, as you can see, I don't have to say much. You've heard about some of the things that God allowed us to be a part of during the week of YSMP. And, I started going to YSMP as a teenager when I was 16 years old, and now I'm 37. And I'm still going to YSMP. And every year I come away blown away, refreshed, energized, even though physically I'm really tired and exhausted. But, this year is no different. And this scripture came to mind that I want to encourage you with this morning. And it's the Apostle Paul writing to the church in Ephesus, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. And it says this: although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. This grace has been given to me to preach the unsearchable riches of Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, kids, young people, older people, you've heard of what God has done a little bit, just a little bit of what God has done in 1 week. But for me, sharing this experience with my brothers and sisters was amazing in many ways, but encouraging in the sense that what a beautiful picture for me to experience the body of Christ coming together in obedience to God, living out His commands, working for His kingdom, for His glory, and actually being able to see God change lives. See, to experience and see God working in the hearts of His people, not just the people on the reservation, but these people, us, me. And so I challenge you, just like Paul is sharing here, he realizes where he came from. He was once a persecutor, right? He wanted to get rid of all Christians. Until he, that one day where he actually met Jesus. And from that moment on, his life was different. And so I challenge you, and I encourage you, brothers, sisters, think about who you have. Think about what you have in Jesus Christ. Think about this new life you have in Jesus Christ. Think about the hope and the future you have in Jesus Christ. Think about the calling and the purpose that you now have in Jesus Christ. And in light of all that you have in Christ, do you see it as those unsearchable riches that no one could ever fully fathom? And you have it. You have Him. And I challenge you now, and I ask you, what will you do with what you have? Will you choose today to share your richness with a world that is so desperately dying and in need? So desperately in need of a Savior. And His name is Jesus. And so yes, this was just 1 week. But God is calling us every day to go, to make disciples. And as we go, make disciples. To be witnesses of Him. To share with people what we know, what we've seen, what we've heard. You don't have to be a theologian. You don't have to have memorized the whole Bible. But God asks you to go, to be faithful, and just share what you've seen and what you've heard to a world that is so desperately crying out for Him. And so that's my encouragement for you this morning in light of all that we've shared. And so now this is your opportunity. I want to ask you all to rise. I want to ask you to stand. Stand with us. And after the hearing about what God has done in our lives and during this week of YSMP, maybe God has put something on your heart. Maybe there's a decision that you've made or that you want to make or that you've been delaying. Maybe it's to put your faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, to finally acknowledge Him, that you need Him, that He did die for you, and you believe that He rose from the dead, that He's God's Son, and that you need Him to forgive you. Maybe that's your decision this morning. Maybe your decision is to repent of your sin or of the idols that you have in your life, and to come to Christ and say, Jesus, I want to actually follow You. I want to lay down my idols, and I want to follow You. I want to make disciples. I want to live in obedience to Your word. Whatever your decision is, I want to give you this time in a moment as the worship team kind of sets up and gets ready. I want to have this time for you to respond to God, to whatever God has put on your heart. And I'm going to pray in a second. And I'm going to be standing down here while the worship team is singing and leading us in this song. But if you would like me to pray with you, I would like to invite you to share with me whatever that decision is that God is leading you to make. I would love to pray for you, to pray with you. And if any of you just want to come forward and just pray and kneel down at the altar and just pray to God, you are welcome to do so as we sing, as the worship team leads us. But let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, we praise You. You are amazing. You are awesome. You are wonderful. God, You change lives. You bring people out of bondage, out of slavery to sin. You give life, God. You give hope, joy, peace. God, thank You for all that You've done at YSMP. Thank You for the seeds that were planted. Thank You for the fruit that we were able to see and experience. And God, thank you for the things that you have yet to do, that you are still working on. God, thank you for how you've taught us and stretched us and encouraged us and opened our eyes, God, to the reality and the urgency of the day. And God, I thank you for this church. Dear brothers and sisters, together for your kingdom, for your glory, loving you, loving people, and desiring to serve you with everything. God, I pray that you would lead us to humility, that you would lead us to repentance, that you would lead us, God, to surrender, that we would truly live as living sacrifices, totally sold out, God, for your kingdom, for your glory. And together, God, may we be this light in our community, that you may bring people to yourself through us, for your glory, for your honor, for your kingdom. And God, I pray for my brothers, my friends, my sisters, guests, whoever's here today. God, whatever it is that you're placing on our hearts, I pray that we would not hesitate, but we would respond. And so we thank you, God. Thank you for being so good. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.